got running. Most of the young people work outside of the place here. You some of the fires of Houston and things like that to work in the construction.
Well,
I can't say they make good money now, but out of town there's no much way to work here around.
There's no place to work here in Sunnyvale.
No.
How many people live here?
I mean, it's about more or less 1,000 people. Yes, sir. The population, you mean?
Yes.
It's about 1,000, so.
About 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And do many people here now speak English that live here all the time?
Sir?
Do many people here speak English that live here all
yes.
the time?
Yes. There are many people who speak English now, especially people from, I said 35 years or so, when they had better schools here, you see.
35 years and
mm-hmm.
younger. So they can speak English pretty good.
They speak English. Young people, most of young people. Old timer like me, you can find many people who speak English.
Well, now, you said that this is the bathroom here that you built.
Yes.
But before you had running water, what did you have?
Well, we just have just a common tub, you see, washing tub there, and put some water in, and you just like you send it and watch the picture, you know how they get. When during the summer and part of the winter time when they weren't so cold, we used to go into and swim in the river and take a bath there.
Down in the river?
I remember, yes, sir. Whenever we came from our farm, you see, with mules and. We had to order the mules and the horses. We take a bath down the river at the same time.
Right. So how often would you do that? Would you take the mules down there?
Well, most every day. We had to wash the water every day after the river.
So, what time of day would you, what other chores would you have on the farm that you would have to do every day or in town here?
You mean
what jobs would you have to do every day?
Ranching. On the ranches. Some people used to, some families used to live in the ranches, so they don't have automobiles to go in and back to the same day like they do now. Some of those ranches were 25, 24 miles away from town, so they had to stay there.
They said they're all, for how long?
You know, I can't tell. Think when a sheep herder used to stay there while his head was. Along 3 months there, you see, by himself.
3 months by himself. That's a long time. So he wouldn't come into San Ignacio at all.
No, they don't.
Is there much sheep herding here now?
No.
Is there any?
Nobody's raising sheep now here.
Now, where do you buy your groceries and things?
Now? Well, you have to have a store.
Here?
Yes, sir.
And what do they put them in when you're at the store? What do you call those things?
Oh, you mean what to give them? I thought that you asked me where we bought it at our grocery.
You said you bought them here.
Yes, we bought them here.
And when you buy them here, they put them in a container or something for you to carry them home?
Well, we used to keep all of what we can consume in the same day because we had no refrigeration day. We got no electricity. We got no electricity until 1947 or 48.
Is when you got electricity?
Yes.
So when you got electricity, how long after that did you get refrigeration?
Well, most of the time, when we got the electricity, we start buying refrigerators then, you see. Sometimes we buy ice. There's a truck that came selling ice from Zapata. And you can buy ice in Zapata in the store, and the same truck give the service here in San Ignacio, selling ice here to us, you see. We have just ice, small ice boxes to keep the milk and things like that can be spoiled, you see.
So you have a
milk and meat and things like that, you see, we keep it on an ice box.
Do they still have an ice box, an ice truck that comes here?
No.
Everybody has a refrigerator?
Yes, sir. And in Zapata, here from the store, you can go and buy ice there whenever you want. They had a knife maker that you see.
Now, tell me how did you travel before you had the roads in here? You said that they put this new road in here.
Well, we traveled wagon, horseback, buggies.
When you rode horseback, did you use a saddle?
Yes, sir.
What do you call the things you put your feet in?
What?
The things you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
And tell me about that. About if you rode on the horseback, what do you hold?
While you are riding the horse, you're keeping on the saddle. With your account, you have to use the reins for the horse with, you see, and that's not what you have to do. The horse has to be brake and have sense enough that to be driving just by the hand, you see, by the reins. And I remember the last time I went horseback from here to Laredo was in 1928.